Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Horsham. This message is by Eric Casto.
Back in 2000, I had two things that happened to me in this country. I wrote a smile tract. I met a prophet over the nation, your father, and I met Prince Charles. That combination we've been running with for 24 years in London. Of course, London is it's the granddaddy of what we do. And I was so touched Wednesday night because I believe it kicked it off. We went up into the throne room and we began to operate in the Spirit of God on behalf of this nation. Thursday night, the training was not a glory operation, but a Word of God teaching to walk in what was being operated. And on Friday, Pastor, it was just an amazing time. The openness in the people, in the nations, and the tracks are going out. And I'm like, you know, I know I sound a little quiet right now, but my voice has been used so much in the last 48 hours. I've talked to probably 20,000 people, seriously, telling them you are loved. You are loved. There is hope. There, you are loved. Happy Christmas. You're loved. And but what, with all the thing that I think that really stood out was there was a tangible, gentle love of God that just was encircling the team. You could tangibly feel it, sense it, walk in it. And it's just amazing to walk in that presence through London, Parliament, the bridge, Westminster Bridge. And the thing is, there, in the hour that we live in, I'm going to speak to you just for a second out of what happened. It's confirmation. There's a lot of people you're going to bump into. They do believe, but no one's ever brought that confirmation of faith. I was walking up Whitehall just past the Prime Minister's house. I was probably over by Monty's statue on the right, and a man and a woman, a British couple, walking by me. And I just said, you know, hello. And just simple. And the man kept walking. He got a smile track. He kept walking. She got stuck to me. And I'm like, this lady's not moving. She's really with me. She's not with him anymore. She's with me. And we're walking. And then finally, I'm like, you know, I'm listening to my heart. And I stopped. I said, ma'am. I said, the reason you're walking with me is because God wants to confirm something in you. You do believe, but you've never asked Jesus to be your Savior. She says, no, I haven't. I said, are you ready to pray right now? She said, yes. Now, husband walked another 30 yards, right? And he's like, where's she at? He turns around while man with cross takes woman, wife's hands. And we're sitting there praying together. He's watching. He can't do anything about it. And when we said amen, you just sensed something changed. Now, that's the hour we live in. There's a lot of people who just need that bump. And you're a bumper. And seriously, you've got to listen and go, hey, they need some confirmation. They need to pray this prayer. They need to open the door. And you knew something changed. She's like, thank you. She had never had that happen. And something went into there. And she then turns around and goes back with husband and they leave. And so I'm walking, I'm thinking, that's amazing. And then a young man with his toolkit and his tools, he'd been working, he was kind of dirty, walking. And I just, now I'm with him. And I said, how are you? He says, I'm fine. I said, well, Merry Christmas to you. I said, do you know Jesus loves you? And He says, well, yeah, have you asked him to be your savior? No, I haven't done that yet. I said, well, I want you to read this. I want you to pray the prayer on the back. Now, he wasn't thinking about this. He was thinking about going home, getting a cup of tea. And I'm walking with him, and I said, let me pray for you right now. Cross in hand, I reach over, he takes my hand. He's not a homeless guy high on meth. He's a normal guy taking my hand, walking together with the guy with the cross. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to the natural mind. But when you come into that realm of love and all of a sudden your heart is just being touched, you just go with it. Because the burdens of life, the cares, and all the things you've done to help make your life not work well, and all of a sudden, love comes and is lifting you. And he doesn't even know that he's walking with a guy with a cross. No, his heart's being touched by Jesus. And we're just walking, praying, and I'm praying for him. And then that grace lifts up. He says, thank you. And he goes on. I'm like, it doesn't make sense to the natural mind. Love never makes sense to your mind. But to God, it's everything. It's why you're saved. You got into a holy moment where love was touching your heart and you're like, I believe. And that's what happens out there is people, they're not thinking about God, but God's thinking about them all the time. All the time. And they come into the realm of a team from down here in Sussex. Right? And carrying the love of God and just love. I mean, towards the end of the day, we're over at Parliament and it's dark and there's some guy from Hungary. He wants to take a picture of the cross. And I'm like, that's not normal. It's dark. You're not even going to look at that picture, right? I mean, cross dark, sky dark. It's dark. Why do you want that picture? And so he takes, go ahead, take the picture. People take the pictures. It happens all the time. Take the picture. He takes a picture, and I'm like, no, we're not letting him get by with a free picture. And I go to say something, and I see Jerry. I said, hey, this is Jerry. And then Jerry, the evangelist, he goes right up into him, and we're just watching Jerry work. And the guy's trying to get away. Jerry's like, no. And he leads him in a prayer. And right about halfway through, you saw something, a peace. He had never asked Jesus to be a savior. He believed, but he never. And there's Jerry the evangelist. You're not getting away. You're not getting away. And it was amazing. And the presence of the Lord that was so, it was like he was walking with us. And there's nothing like that. To go to London and just feel Jesus walking with you. I mean, there's times where you feel a wind hit you and all of a sudden you're in a crowd of people and you can't give the tracks out fast enough. And you're like, how did that happen? Well, God breathed. Well, then you know what happened yesterday. It was a blustery day. I mean, this nation, I took a screenshot of the weather app, and I was like, this is not good. I didn't want to go. You ever pastor pillows and bishop sheets? I didn't want to get out of the church of bed. Amen? I was like, Lord, I know yesterday was anointed, and that was probably enough. I can stay in my bed. And then I'm like, I don't want to see Alistair because he'll encourage me to go. But then I think he was in the same shoes. He wanted me to call it off. And he goes, I know if I see you, you're going to make us go. But you know what? When you're in a move of God, as long as you don't speak against it, it will carry you to where you need to be. The Lord was walking. He was looking at Alistair and Eric going, guys, comb your hair. We're going to London. We get up there. And I get here, all the team's here, and I'm like, well, they're ready to go. I'm looking out the window. I'm like, ugh. So I'm like, Lord, do I have the faith to speak to this weather? You know, I don't feel the faith to speak to this one. And I didn't have it. but I knew to go. So I said, well, we're going to go and pray the whole way up. That van is going to be a van of prayer. We're going to pray. And I'm like, and when we get there, we'll turn around and come home. Right? You're in the battle because you're looking outside and you're like, terrible. You know, people died yesterday. I mean, it was not a good day. We get up there. We go to Cafe Nero just to have a little, you know, coffee, something warm, use the loo. And we're sitting in there, and then I feel this time to get moving. You know, the Lord, he'll let you rest, but then he'll say, it's time to go. He has a clock. He has a direction. I go to walk out, and I see the two girls behind the counter, and I'm just drawn. Go talk to them. I go over, and they're not serving anyone, and I start to share with them. The presence of the Lord is so strong. They're fixed. They're not moving. They're listening to about a Jesus. And I knew he was there, touching them. It wasn't me they were listening to. Their hearts were being pulled by someone who walked in there with a team of people. I said, team, you know why we came to London in the rain? I said, there's only one thing. It's because we love him. That's it. And he loves it. It's such a blessing. And these girls are fixed. All of a sudden, the fire alarm goes off. I was ready to bring the altar call in. The fire alarm goes off. I'm like, oh, crumbs. I learned that word. Oh. And now they got to figure out, and the moment's broken. We have to leave the team. So we're going down. We pack up the cross. We're down in Westminster. All of a sudden, a school of, like, you know, posh kids from around the globe release, and there are 100 of them coming right at us. And the timing was, like, perfect. From Cafe Nero, fire alarm, to putting us here at this moment. And the tracks are going out to future leaders. Those schools, they produce leaders, right? And I'm like, boy, Jesus, you're really in this today. I've been ready to go home. And so we get out, and I just feel, go to Parliament and preach. That's all I knew to do. Go to Parliament, preach, and then maybe go home, be back in time for tea. I don't know, but just go to Parliament and preach. So I got over to Parliament, and I began to preach. My voice was very clear, not like this today. And it was radiating. And right behind me, down below, was the queue trying to get into Parliament. They were stuck. And they had to listen to the gospel and then hear, you're precious to God. You are so loved. You are precious. You're beautiful. Jesus loves you. Don't die without Christ. Don't die without love. Don't go to hell. And so we just preached and preached. And then it was like a pocket, and we could work in it. And it was like we never felt the rain. It was fine. It was great. The rest of the nation is in a rainstorm. We were doing well, and the tracks are going out. And we just had a phenomenal, phenomenal day interacting with people. That presence of love was so tangible. As we went across the bridge, the nations of the world are getting the gospel, Italian, Spanish, French, English. And by the time, you know, we got back, I mean, and let me just say this, there's a lot more to it. I can't tell you it all. You say, try to explain a London cross. Well, you can't. You have to go on one. To sense the Lord pick you up and carry the team. And there's nothing like it. You get home and your body feels tired, but your spirit's like, let me take on the world, you know, because you just feel the energy and the strength of God surging through you. And so I think one of the most powerful things that added into it all, we stopped at Parliament, began to pray for Parliament. And that was wonderful, to pray for the nation, to pray for the leaders, God, go in there and speak to them. Choose life. That they would choose life. That life would be on the nation. That they would begin to make right choices. And that changes will come. Shakings in London. And I just think it's great to pray at home, but when you can go with the gospel and then pray, it's like even something more is pushing and planting and using authority. Amen? And so 2025 is coming, and I see one of the greatest teams ever in London Crosswalk right there. Look at this team. We're signing up at the end of the service. And everyone's like, are you really? You have to determine whether you'll fight for the nation. I come here and I weep for you. I love this nation. What you've been given, you have to fight to hold on to. Don't wait for another generation to do what you can do. How you live, the obedience to the gospel. And when you put yourself in that place, there's a joy and a grace, and you walk with Jesus. You can't save this nation. Only Jesus can. But you have to show desire. I have to show desire to come in and to pray and to weep and to go for this land when I can and when I'm here and to love it and to preach to it. I don't like preaching on the streets, I'll have to be honest with you. It just comes on me to declare. To declare. To the nation, God loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A revelation of John 3:16 will change your life. For God so loved the world. And then the most powerful words. That's a movement. Something's happening. That he gave. And the authority of the movement of the word gave. It carries all the authority of heaven. For us to move forward in the plans and purposes of God. Gave is a river that comes from the throne of God. When you give, you enter the river that comes from the throne of God. Why was it powerful? Because we went. It wasn't us. It was, we love you, Jesus, and we'll go in the rain, and he'll say, well, I'll help you, and I'll walk with you. Because we're in the movement of that he gave. And there's nothing that can stop it. You can be stopped, but when you're in those words that he gave, there's no stopping. Whew. Amen? Amen. Well, I preached a little long, but she preached long too this morning. I said, she's got to preach on her. Amen. Do you want me to pray or at the end? Let's stand up. I want you to raise your hands. I want to say something. First of all, y'all are so beautiful this morning. Everyone's hair is messed up. Some, they don't have hair and they're fine. But that's all right. Listen to me. Just raise your hands. There's the presence of the Lord. I don't want to go to heaven and see all the beauty and glory and sonship rights for eternity and know that on the earth I didn't speak of his name. The King. I love the King. I am a servant. He is my master. I submit to him. But the joy in heaven, knowing that this place where I now live, and in the midst of the saints of old, that I lived a life of telling people about the King. Oh, so wonderful. Father, I pray for my friends. I pray for this family. In this time, in this hour, so dangerous in the natural, but we come to you in the power of the name and of the gospel. In the power of the name and of the gospel. For both are needed in this hour, says the Lord. For it is not just my name, but it is my gospel. Both you must take hold of. Both you must take hold of. For in taking hold of both, you shall walk into the blessings of God and into the life of God. Father, I pray that John 3:16, for you so loved the world that you gave. I pray that that revelation would drop into hearts right now. So, Father, some are dusty. They're so dusty in here. They haven't been using what you've been giving. But today, you blow upon them. You breathe upon them. Put a flame right there. A flame. A flame. A flame. To begin to go back and to confront the darkness that they've settled into with the name and with the gospel. For both are the weapons of God. Ah, angels are here right now. Shikalabasakaya. Shinalabasakaya. Just right there. Change some things. How you live. The quietness that you've allowed to settle in. The quietness steals the blessing and the power. The fear, the rejection, it's not of the kingdom. It's not of the kingdom. It's not of the kingdom. It's not the ways of God. It's not of the kingdom. Lord, I pray a revelation of heaven. A change has come in the earth, in the nations, but don't get your eyes on that, says the Lord. Yes, move in that which I have directed for the church to move in, and certain things shall be moved out of the way, and it shall be easier. But do not get caught up in the nations, for things are going to shift and change quicker than you realize, and you must hold to me. Do not judge what you live in now by what you knew yesterday. For things have accelerated. And I need a people of acceleration. And so therefore the voice of the Lord is calling today. Those of you living in the shadows must come out. You must come out of the shadows. You must stop placing God in the box of comfort. This is what I'm comfortable with. Well, you must move. You must move in the direction of God. And as you begin to change things, you shall find yourself in different places, different positions, and actually in places of deliverance. Deliverance of things that were coming towards you in that one place, but you shifted. You began to change things. You began to move, saying, God, it's the kingdom first. It's the name and the gospel first. And you shall see that I shall direct your steps, and I shall direct you out of the harm coming. Because the kingdom was first. These things, so simple, have everything to do with life. And living. Father, I pray that we would hear these words and make the adjustments. Repent where it needs to be repentance. Forgive where there needs to be forgiveness. Love where we've allowed rejection to dominate, but to choose to love. For in love, rejection cannot touch. And it falls off. It falls off. And love begins to grow like a tender new plant. You began to see things different. You see it through love. You see it through Jesus. You see it through giving. So much. The name and the gospel are the weapons of this time. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, let us have a revelation of the throne, of a sapphire, of an emerald rainbow over it with thunders and lightnings and voices. And there on the throne, like amber of fire, jasper and sardine, shining out upon the faces of the nations, we find our fulfillment. We find that the light that comes from you is why I'm the color that I am, because the light has my purpose. Those suffering from racial inequity and lies of the enemy, let them see the light that comes from the throne to find that their place is secure before the throne of God, and then to love and to love. We love you, Lord. You're invited here. You're here right now. You're walking in the, you're walking in this moment. right there. Growths and tumors must desist and dissolve. Right there. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Lord, that we're a people of the name and of the gospel. I think, come up and stand with me, Clive. Right now, with every head bowed, eye closed, I want you to listen to your heart. There's two types of people. You've never prayed that prayer. You've never asked Jesus to be your Savior. You've never had that confirmation. And you, right where you are, you know something in your heart has got to change. There's an emptiness that has to be filled. The only way the emptiness can be filled is Jesus, and he's here. I remember when, I grew up in the church. I remember when I came down to the altar many times for this, that, and the other, because I wanted Jesus today. If you say, I want to pray. I want to ask Jesus to be my Savior. If that's you, just raise your hands. We're gonna pray a prayer. You say, I've never done that. I want to ask Jesus to be my Savior. I want to ask him right now. Just raise your hands. No one's looking anyways other than Jesus and the angels. Whew. Now I want you to take that step. I want you to come pray with me. And you say, well, maybe I've prayed that before, but God's going to confirm something. I don't know what it is. You say, well, I'm a Christian, but I just feel like I need to go down there. Then just come down here. Just come down. The Lord is going to do something. Just come right now. I already saw the hands. Come right now. Come down here. We're going to pray. But there's some other people. You have been functioning in the quietness of shadows, and the name and the gospel have not been the first, and you thought you were getting by with it, but the Lord today is saying, hey, I love you so much, I'm not going to leave you that way. And there's an altar here, and you're going to come down, and we're just going to say a prayer. It's not going to be what Eric Casto is going to do. It's going to be what Jesus does. I want you to come right now. I don't want any British culture holding you back. We want heaven's culture saying, I'm going to be changed. This is a nation of the fire of the gospel. If you stay back, you'll never enter in to why God's hand is on Britain. Come down. Come down right now. Just come down with a boldness. You are so beautiful. I tell you what, I've been there. I've done this. And I'm telling you, Jesus loves it. You know why? He was totally naked on that cross. Totally. And guess why he did it? You. There was no Pilate saying, Jesus, would you raise your hand and come down? No, it wasn't. He went down there beaten and broken, and he gave his life. Come on, I know there's some more. There's a lot more, I know. Now I could just go on. Guys, come up a little bit closer to me. Come on up. Come on up. But there's more. You've been living in the shadows. And the gospel and the name haven't been first. And Jesus needs to birth you. Because I'm telling you, something's coming. And you need to be in the right place with him. I'm talking to me. I'm talking to you. This is actually more serious than you realize. The nations are shaking. We sang it, but we are living in that time. With that election over across the pond, things are changing all over the globe, but don't think that everything is going to smooth out. This thing is just, I tell you, you better just be ready. The gospel and the name. Well, you know, Brother Eric, I'd like to go on a crosswalk, but you know, I'm just scared. Come down. Amen. Doesn't mean you go on a crosswalk, but we're going to deal with this fear. It holds you.
It's the biggest thing in the church that's hindering not just ours, but any church. The fear
you,
of man.
You give that command to come down. I tell you.
We need to break the fear of man over our own lives. The fear of what other people think. Just anyway, not even to do with the gospel, let alone the gospel. Fear is the biggest crippler to the church. We're afraid of what people think, perceive, the whole lot. And if you know fear, and I'm going to come and stand down here myself, if you know fear stops you from living who you know you are, stops you from sharing the gospel, stops you from reaching your neighbors. If you know fear, what will they think? What will they perceive? All of that, you need to come to the front now. And that's going to be most of the people in this room. You can't tell me that you're not afraid of what people think about you, your reputation, how you want people to see you, all of that. And I'm including myself here. So I'm my hands up here, even though I'm standing up here. Partly why the worship never really took off, and there was just turbulence in the air this morning, is because actually I think the Lord was saying, I'm not actually interested in whether you worship me this morning. What I'm actually interested in is breaking something off this church. And I apologize that I didn't step up earlier. I knew during that I should have come up earlier and just stopped the meeting. In terms of, it wasn't anything the guys were doing, right or wrong. It was like God saying, it's not flowing this morning because there's something totally different I want to do. And you know that we're not about just turning up on a Sunday to have a meeting. Let's just go to church. That is a deception of the enemy, just to get any of us into, I go to church, I've done my thing, I've ticked the box, I'll get on with the rest of my life. That's not Christianity, that's religion. Doesn't matter how you package it, traditional church or modern looking thing. If we just go to church, it's religion. God is awakening his church at this time. He is awakening his church at this time to himself and his purposes. And he's trying to shake his church also out of being comfortable, familiar, all of that lot. And one of the things that hinders the church is fear. Fear of man. And the root and everything that follows, reputation, what will they think of me, and I'll upset them, and people won't like me. And man, we've got to get over ourselves. We have to get over ourselves. And I'm talking to myself here. So are you ready to firstly repent of fear? Anybody? Are you ready? I hope you don't, I'm not opening my eyes to see who's at the front or not, but I hope you don't just stay there this morning because you're upset with either Eric or you're upset with me now. Because, you know, when God confronts us, all of us, we can take offense because God confronts us often through people and it's done in love. But if we're upset or offended, oh, you know, whatever, man, we need to deal with that in our hearts, in our lives. So we need to repent of fear of man, reputation, self-image, all of that stuff, self-preservation, comfort, all of those things. We need to take authority over fear because fear cripples, it freezes, and we're not having fear crippling our lives. And everything. Last week was about the power of the blood, the freedom that Jesus has brought us into. Next week, whatever we were going to do this week, we'll do next week. Because next week will work now. We've dealt with fear this week. It's weird how God works, but he knows. All right, you ready?
Before we pray, let me just say one thing.
Yeah.
The thing I've learned about Jesus, you'll never meet someone stronger than him, but who loves you more than him, more patient than him, and kind. When you're standing down here right now, this is a Jesus moment, not just about evangelism. I see people saying, I'm going down there. I feel stupid, but I'm going to go down because I love Jesus. And I don't know all that I need, but I'm going down. And when you make that step just to come, something changes. And then there's something of the love of God and of his nature that you begin to love each other. You know why? In this moment, you feel vulnerable, and now you're depending, and now he can move. He can begin to work. And then you see each other differently. I need you in my life. I need you in my life. You don't know that. I don't even know who you are, but I need you in my life, right? Everybody is so important to the Lord. Everybody. It's why he died. And Clive, I tell you, on Friday, I'm getting ready to walk with a cross across Westminster Bridge. Went into St. Thomas's Hospital. Team thought I was going to the loo. I went into a stall and I just prayed. I said, Lord, I don't want to, everybody's going to see me. You put a cross on your back, walk across Westminster Bridge. Everybody sees you. Even the police CT, you know, cameras. I'm on Parliament Christian Network TV. I said, and this is the prayer. Hey, I'm being honest, Jesus. Everything in me doesn't want to go do this right now. I can feel the weight out there. And would you help me? That's all. That's where it begins. Yeah. That's friendship. Yeah. Anyone, he'll say yes. Yes. And then go do it. And he stands right there and he walks with you. That's simple, isn't it? Jesus is not difficult. He's so not difficult. If you ask. Seriously, he's right there. He's right there. He says, I'm so close. I'm so close. Ever present. You guys who came down first, we're going to all pray a prayer together. We're just all going to pray this prayer from your heart. Mean it with all your heart. Everybody out there, you're going to pray with us, and then we're just going to keep praying into a new prayer for everybody. Is that all right? And I believe something is birthing new. Let's pray. Raise your hands. Let's just surrender. You know what surrender is? I give up. I give up. I give up. You now are my life. Say this with me. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus is your Son, who died for me. You raised him. I come to you, and I'm asking you to forgive me, and to save me, and to fill me, and to cleanse me. Now we're all praying this again. Heavenly Father, the name of Jesus and the gospel are mine, and I will seek your kingdom first and your righteousness first with the weapons of the name and the gospel of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I renounce every shadow that I have lived in, that's controlled me, that has spoken to me. I renounce it by the blood of the Lamb. The gospel, the name is my life, and this church, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, I serve, I love, I protect, I lift, I help. They're my family. Addictions fall off in Jesus' name. Jesus, we love you. I pray for my friends that they would know you, who you are, not about you, but they would know you and love you with all their heart, all their life. Kindness is a fruit of Jesus in your midst. Not being kind to Jesus, but being kind to each other. Being patient with each other. Esteeming each other. Yes. When you get to heaven, there'll be people who really struggled on the earth. But when you see them in heaven, they're not going to look like a struggle. They're going to be shining. And they're going to remember how kind you were to them on the earth. They're not the same way. They're strong and healed. And they'll say, thank you for how you always were kind to me. It does matter how we treat each other. It matters everything. To Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.